Some resonant words this time on Culture File. Of the many collaborations that deaf percussionist Evelyn Glennie has taken part in, from working with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields all the way to the Zurich Chamber Orchestra, from Björk to Danny Boyle, perhaps the most open, most intriguing yet has been to team up with the British-Jamaican deaf poet Raymond Antrobus. Glennie was introduced to Antrobus by the super producer Ian Brennan. Brennan's plan was simple, but as things turned out, complicated. To capture on tape everything that happened when Antrobus met with the percussionist one afternoon amid Glennie's nearly 4,000 percussion instrument strong collection. The result was a highly volatile mixture of words and vibrations, as Evelyn Glennie explained to Culture File.
The first word my son signed was music. Both hands, fingers conducting music for everything, even hunger. Open mouth for the chew-chew spoon squealing music.
I'm really keen to explore collaborations that are slightly unknown, where there's this sort of question mark, really.
I love how he clings to my shoulders and turns his head to point at the soft body of a caterpillar sliding across the counter and signs, music.
The idea came from Ian Brennan, the music producer and author, and he just happened to mention if, you know, I knew about Raymond Antrobus and his work, and he had this vision, or Ian had the vision, of bringing Raymond and myself together. And so I asked if Ian and Raymond would like to visit where I'm based here in Cambridgeshire, the Evelyn Glennie collection.
To the William Blake Professor of English Literature, who approached me after my reading to tell me my work relies on my deafness. My work relies on Albion air, on instruments pumping the chest, relies on watching a birch tree sprout from city soil, relies on the face, the gestures I carry to the mirrors of mythologies.
Raymond is a wonderful British poet. He has a hearing impairment. He was born with a hearing impairment. And so he talks very openly about his hearing loss and more recently about becoming a father, a new father. And how that, you know, has impacted his life.
The music that can't leave the living alone relies on Blake's vibrating visions of sweeter noise, an unmanacled mortal mind, a collective breath, a green echoing of innocence and experience, on stepping through the swinging doors of darkness, clasping your own orb of light.
When we met for the first time, which was on a pretty chilly January day, a very clear day, and he came wrapped up, and Ian just sort of very quietly started setting up all his microphones upstairs, and I just sort of put on the floor a waterphone and just a few other very small instruments, and Raymond started reciting. So I had no idea what he was going to recite.
The mechanism of speech. Meaning muscle to power difficult, his instrument incorrect, his low, too high, too tongue.
When we came downstairs here, and right behind me is a very, very large drum, a large timpani, and we put things on top of the timpani, and we experimented whereby Raymond actually recited into the skin of the timpani, and then it really resonates, his voice resonates and so on. So we experimented with that. We even experimented with him reciting right next to the skin of a lambag, an Irish lambag, and again it's quite resonant. And then, you know, we asked him to stand away from the drums to get the difference in feel and so on, and did that have an impact on how he recited poetry? And then he could sort of sway in between, you know, come close and then go far away from the drum and so on. Positioning of us needed to be pretty crucial.
The birds sound different in this city. I'm new to their rhythms, can't place them easily. Jarring, precise. I have to listen.
And I think what was interesting when we started recording was that
I've never been one for birds.
First of all, it was the first time I'd worked with a poet. Secondly, when someone finishes reading, then they usually just stop. But of course, with sound, it carries on. And so a lot of the resonant sounds still had a life, you know, that was carrying on after the words had stopped.
The birds have invented a new religion. Settling here is not my mission. But wherever I live honestly. The birds sound different in this city.
In a way, the space was still suspended with sound, even after he had finished reciting. And that became really quite poignant in some of the poetry, you know, where it was that suspense and that kind of waiting almost that was as equal to the sound. And of course, the microphones can sometimes pick up things that the human ear can't, you know. And so, of course, Ian was hearing a dimension of certain sounds, not all sounds, you know. So it was kind of this very interesting layers of perceiving sound that was happening in the room.
The cat outside my rented house saw me arrive, unpack, and settle into my new life. He watched from windows and lawns and trees and doorsteps. He saw me at all the angles of a neighborhood over the weeks. One day, even though I'd never fed him, he strolled across the lawn and ran his body across my shins.
I think that the way Ian works in particular is that he's a great person to bring people together, but he's also one of those people that does not like to think about those aspects too much. He wants to let things just happen as they are in the most pure sense. And I love that. I like that myself. And that's exactly what happened in this case, which then allows the platform to think about, okay, well, if we plan this or plan that. So, for example, from that recording, we then were asked to attend the Edinburgh International Book Festival to perform together. It was still improvised, but there was just a little bit more thought as regards to the instrumentation, and we knew how long we would have to perform for and so on, and we knew we had to deliver something. So I think that it's given us the feeling and the trust within each other to think that actually we could present something that is much more planned, and that's quite exciting.
Oh, Butters, I have left Oklahoma and I'm thinking of you. Strolling across the glass towards my door. I want to leave this poem out for you like a saucer of milk.
The words of Raymond Antrobus and the music of Evelyn Glennie, and the album created from that session is called Another Noise, and it's available now on Bandcamp.